Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steinert, Chair and Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine, and Director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute. I'm reporting on the ASCRS opening session on Saturday, held up in beautiful sunny San Francisco. The opening general session is filled with all sorts of interesting events, including the Hall of Fame, where we inducted the deceased honoree, Seiichi Mishima, who is a former professor and more importantly, eminent corneal researcher in Tokyo. Dr. Mishima did many years of work here in the United States as well, and really was a pioneer in understanding both the tear film and epithelial function and the endothelial function of the cornea. And his contributions advanced the field of cornea enormously. And for that reason, he was inducted into the ASCRS Hall of Fame. That was followed by the induction of Dr. Richard Kratz. Dr. Kratz is preeminent in the field of cataract surgery, as many know, although Charlie Kelman was the innovator who thought of using ultrasound and all the associated equipment to do cataract surgery. It was really Dr. Kratz, more than any other person, who shifted phaco emulsification into a two-hand procedure and made phaco emulsification accessible to many ophthalmologists in the late 70s and 80s, and really began the revolution that took us to where we are today. And then the highlight of the opening general session is always the Binkhorst Lecture. And this year's Binkhorst Lecturer was Dr. Nick Mamelis, who's a professor and also director of the Intermountain Research Institute at the Moran Eye Institute at the University of Utah. And Dr. Mamelis is well known for a number of contributions, including understanding toxic anterior segment syndrome, or TAS. But what he focused on was his pathology work and the work of others on intraocular lenses. He reviewed the evolution of intraocular lenses over the years and how we moved from rigid lenses to in the anterior chamber and in iris fixated, the problems with those, how we learned to move into the posterior chamber and ultimately into the capsular bag, foldable lenses. But Dr. Mamelis probably spent about half of his presentation on the challenge of presbyopia and where we are now with attempts to have accommodating lenses, the issues, successes, and remaining issues with multifocal lenses, and then wrapping up with the ongoing pursuit of developing a true accommodating intraocular lens, and then, of course, culminating in the pursuit of a polymer to allow an injectable intraocular lens that would actually accommodate. Dr. Mamelis reviewed the physical properties of the kind of polymer that would allow us to do that, the challenges in trying to identify such a polymer, and where he thinks this will ultimately take us. So a truly excellent Binkhorst lecture and very well received by the audience of several thousand who were in the Great Hall to hear him. This is Dr. Roger Steiner on behalf of Medscape. Thank you for listening.